This is Ozarks at Large. After a series of setbacks this year, a recently announced grant from the Wingate Foundation is helping Art Ventures hire its first executive director. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with the group's board president, Sharon Killian, about what that means for the organization's future.
By now, the story is probably familiar. 2020 ushers in a lot of promise and then delivers a lot of uncertainty. At least that's been the narrative for Art Ventures NWA, an artist collective based in Fayetteville. At the end of 2019, board president Sharon Killian says the group had been in talks with the Wingate Foundation for a grant to expand operations and hire on an executive director.
And you know what happened with us being moved out of 101 West Mountain Street by the church, and then looking for a place and thinking that we had something in the works that we had been looking at for since October 2019, and that did not work. We were looking at the Stone House on Senna Street. In any event, then not just any event, COVID-19 occurred.
Killian says after having to give up its gallery space off the square in downtown Fayetteville, Art Ventures had just started to develop roving exhibits everywhere from local performance halls to restaurants when the pandemic shut down those operations.
Everybody was shutting down around us. So we have all actually been trying to make our way through 2020. We were unable to move forward because of the pandemic with, you know, installing a new executive director, you know, getting a place to physically live wasn't really an option anymore.
But last week, Art Ventures announced the receipt of a $197,800 grant from the Wingate Foundation. The money will go to hiring the group's first executive director, which Killian says is an important step in the mission to develop a robust artist community in Northwest Arkansas.
So we have already been receiving applications, and we are hoping for as quickly as possible. The board members, you know, we're all worker bees, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a committee that's actually reviewing applications, and we hope, I really hope, that it doesn't take a long time to find the perfect match, a leader who will be the face of the organization. We want somebody now. So we're not waiting for COVID to go away, because it won't. And we need somebody to get inside the culture of being able to function this way and help us create the perfect space in this climate, and build us toward the future, which is, I don't believe, going to be anything like it has been in the past.
Because despite the challenges of a health crisis and not having their own physical gallery, Art Ventures has adapted their business to this climate. They just closed the exhibit The Ways We See in August and opened Isolation in the same month, all virtually through their website, and now have an installation, The Shape of Our World, up in the Faulkner Performing Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus.
We're still doing things virtually, but we have, since things have opened up a little bit with COVID measures, safety measures in place and seriously taken, we have actually an exhibition that is at our sister gallery, Art Ventures at Faulkner. And we have been invited, we were asked to launch an exhibition in Springdale at 101 West Johnson Street with also ticketed entry, as we have at Faulkner, so that we don't have a big crowd. It's so different than what I'm used to doing. You know, we're not looking for a big crowd. We're time tickets, and so that we can keep everybody safe.
Killian says these innovations have been vital in bringing art to the public, but a major part of Art Ventures' work is to provide support for local and regional artists. And she says now, many people just aren't buying pieces like they were before the pandemic.
we're used to, Art Ventures is used to being able to sell artwork for artists. And we have not had great success with that this year. Since people can see the artwork online, sometimes, you know, you can go back and look at it. You're not feeling, it's easier, I think. It's more impressive to be able to see the work in person and love it and then not leave without it. Then, you know, looking at it virtually. So we're providing pleasure. The artist's works are providing intellectual, you know, stimulation, pleasures that, you know, we need to survive. And we have to find ways to support artists who may not really be able to go into a live exhibition. I'm trying to figure out a way to encourage locals, you know, who've been supporting our local artists, to start to buy again. We've had a few sales, but not enough for artists who depend on art as, and who had gotten to a place where they could depend on art as a real means of support.
The group is working on developing an e-commerce site on their website to make selling art more accessible for consumers and artists. But Killian says she's also trying to find other ways to engage the community and local artists.
You'll see that murals are kind of a thing right now, too. Art Ventures and Northwest Arkansas African American Heritage Association, which I'm also president of, collaborated on the mural No Justice, No Peace off of Dixon, and we were able to support a few artists with that. And that's part of, I'm doing another one, and part of the reason I do murals, not just from an individual perspective, you know, only mine or only one particular artist who's a star, is because I want to support artists. And one good way to do that is to involve them in a project such as that.
That mural behind St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville, depicting the Black Lives Matter protest earlier this summer, employed the help of 6 local artists. And Killian says she believes having a full-time director at the helm of Art Ventures will move that mission of collaboration forward.
As I said, you know, we're looking for an executive director person who will be able to become our storyteller, right? And build upon what we have started. So, yes, our mission is still really strong. Our vision is sharpened. And so the executive director is going to need to be able to kind of start to breathe it.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.